This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Darius Donaldson. He's one of the artists participating in Ignite Peoria on Saturday, August 9th. Darius, it's so good to have you joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. Happy to be part of this.
Now, you're a vehicular artist, so your medium of choice is cars and motorcycles. Can you tell us a little bit about your art and what it is that you do?
Primarily a custom painter, you know, and designer. So a lot of the things that we do and what I do are custom cars. So it's a breakaway from the norm, almost like an abstract painting, but on a car.
I was going to say, because you're not just a decorative artist, you're not just decorating these cars, you're also building parts and you're doing design work.
Yeah, you're creating stuff that's not meant to be and creating designs that maybe change from General Motors or Cadillac or Ford, you know, whatever. So they start with a design, but we just try to manipulate it and make it a little better.
Now, in the course of doing this, I mean, are these cars that you could take out on the road and drive around? Are they still perfectly functional?
Yeah, absolutely. You can. You might not want to. It's sort of like a woman with high heels. You don't want to walk them all the time, but, you know, you want to pull them out on nice occasions.
Talk a little bit about your invitational event.
They are gracious enough to give me a space and allowed me to kind of do what I want with that space. So I told them that I think for maximum impact, I think I could do an invitational car show. Now, that would involve nothing but creative custom cars to tie art and cars together. Because a lot of people don't do that. They don't associate art and cars and put that in the same sentence. But we do. It's a rolling work of art, and that's what I'm going to bring to the Ignite event.
How many hundreds of cars? How many thousands of cars?
Right now, we did an invite for 100 invites for the space. We've already gridded it out, patterned it out, so it's 0 to 100. It's going to be like a Willy Wonka chocolate golden ticket, okay? So that's what's really going out. The buzz is already out there. We have handpicked a lot of cars already, but we're also digging, you know, through people and searching and finding some cars that haven't been out in years. You know, there's cars that are custom from the 60s and 70s and 80s that were so wild on the paint jobs that we actually have the contacts to find these guys, get in their garage, tell them, hey, bring this car to an event that's never happened before. Let people see what this is and how colorful and creative these paint jobs are on these cars. So that's what I'm excited to bring out to people who haven't seen some of these cars in years and maybe ever. And those are actually the cars that inspired me to get into this whole thing to begin with.
So how much space are we talking about here, and how many vehicles do you intend to fit into that space?
They've allotted a Hall D for me for my event, for the Ignite Invitational, which is what I called it. It's 40,000 square feet. So we already went in there a couple times, and we've gridded out everything. So we can fit 100 vehicles in there comfortably. It'll be a lot more packed than, say, the auto show. But this is how it normally is an indoor event for cars. You know, there's not a lot of space in between. You know, plenty of aisle space for people to walk around, but they'll be able to see everything from every angle. It'll be nice.
What's the fun and the passion behind this for you?
I don't know. You know, it's just sometimes it's colors. Sometimes it's just, you know, looking at the pretty paint jobs. Some colors actually make you feel better. And that's what I like to paint. I don't do too many drab colors. It just depends. Like, I actually do paint my own stuff pink and purple and greens and things like this. So, you know, if it's pretty to me, it's probably going to be pretty to someone else. And the real judge of that is young kids and older people, because they're the two segments. They're not going to lie to you.
You were sort of alluding to this earlier, but in order to put this together, it sounds like you're reaching out to a lot of other people who do the same kind of work that you do. So are you hoping that you'll get a wide spread of people geographically?
We've already got guys coming as far as Indianapolis so far. So we are pulling in from other states. We've actually targeted those people from out of town, because there's a lot of custom guys. When you build a car to a certain level, you just don't go to the cruise-ins and regular hangouts. You look for the invitational events. You look for the events that are keying in on your type of work and the level you've taken a car or bike. And they just don't go to any other show. They want to be. They want to feel special. They want to get invited. They want a particular event to, you know, to showcase their work. So this is what we're going to bring them. You know,
and it would sound like this is the kind of event that has a real potential to bring in people who might not come to an art gallery opening or other kinds of arts events. It feels like you've got an opportunity here to really reach out into the community in a way that some other events don't.
I believe so. I'm happy that they finally involved us. In a sense, as far as on an event of this scale, So as far as the Civic Center, the City of Peoria, the Arts Partners, you know, all of them with open arms for me and my cousin is artist, and to showcase other artists, because really that's what some of these cars are, art. And I have other friends that are painters, and they do spectacular work. So there's a lot of people that need to, you know, just to, people to see what's out there in one place under one roof. And everything is inspired by art one way or another. So it's going to tie everything together really nice.
And talk a little bit more about why this is a good fit for Ignite Peoria.
I think it's a great fit because I think the end game is going to be to bring people into the city. And that's our target, is to bring cars in that normally people wouldn't see. Even the regular show people here that go to shows around here, we're going to bring in cars from out of town. We're going to bring in people from out of town. And that makes for a great event no matter where you are. So we're looking forward to it.
You know, I think a lot of us think about cars, or we look at cars and we think, this is transportation. This is how I get to work. This is how I get the kids to the school.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you probably look at cars a different way. What do you see? What are the rest of us missing? What do we not see in our...
I'm going to tell you what. It's an opportunity to build friendships. It's an opportunity to hang out, to mentor, to involve younger people, to give them actually something to do, a trade. It's actually, you know, easy on the eyes. You know, they're nice to look at. They're fun to do. You go out on a nice day. There's a relaxation to that. So it's therapeutic sometimes. I'd spend a lot of times in the garage by myself, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, sometimes it takes that type of isolation to put out certain type of work, and a lot of people don't have the patience. And if they really knew what it took to do some of these custom paint jobs, I mean, that's why there's not that many out there, because it takes so much time. They're so tedious that most people would pull their hair out and be done with it, throw, you know, everything down and walk away. But it's a lost art with everything now, with kids now. Everything's digital. Everything's Photoshop, Adobe. Everything's virtual. There's not that many kids in the garage with their dads. There's not too many kids going to car shows with their families. And those are family events. And that's why it's a perfect tie to Ignite Peoria, because it's a family atmosphere at a car show. And that's what a lot of people don't know, who probably just go to the art shows or the galleries or, you know, any fashion event. You know, it's a family event. It's something to do. And you appreciate other people's work and efforts. And that's the family that most people don't see. It's a family atmosphere, because we all know what it takes to get to a car from point A to point B.
Will we see a Darius Donaldson car at the Ignite show?
I'm trying to get one done. I am working on it. I don't want to let any cats out the bag, but I am working on it and trying to get it done. It's going to be tight, but I'm trying to get it done. But I got some excellent work coming from here and the surrounding areas.
And I think in addition to the cars themselves, there will also be demonstrations as part of the exhibit?
Yeah, we're going to get some guys to demonstrate on just, you know, customizing tips and tricks, you know, detailing tips, things like this. Because when you have a nice car, you try to keep it nice. And there's kind of tricks to the trade. You know, there's a lot of products out that people don't know about. So we're going to try to showcase some of that stuff and have some of the, either the vendors or the shop owners come out and participate in that. So it'd be nice.
You know, again, I think one of the things that's unique about this is that cars are something that we all interact with. We all have a relationship with in some way. And what I like about what you do is you take what might be an everyday object and you say, no, this is art. This isn't just a machine that we all own or interact with. You can actually do something creative with this and transform it into something new and different.
There's a utilitarian aspect to it, of course, but, you know, what can you do with it? So, okay, you have it, now what? So, guys have been doing this for a long time, you know, customizing cars for a long time, especially my genre. It goes back to at least the 40s, and really that went back to the guys coming back from the wars, and they had all this money, and all they had was their parents' cars, you know, to mess with, or go to the junkyards and pull a car out. Well, they had to create ways to make them look better or personalize them. So that's when the flames and the pinstripes all came in. And really, Henry Ford, he was pinstriping the Model Ts back in when they first came out. So all that was hand done by, you know, the guys he brought in were artists to pinstripe the cars and to make them look better just off the assembly line. And that's carried on all the way up till now, you know. So it's got its roots pretty far back.
I wonder if you take the Michelangelo approach to your cars. He said he'd look at a piece of stone, and the stone told him what the piece of art should be. That if a car looks at you and says, I know exactly the color it ought to be, and I know exactly how I'm going to detail it.
It's weird to say it, but it is true. I look at something, and I already see it done. And a lot of people don't understand that, And a lot of people don't think like that, but you have to, if you can't process that type of thoughts or thinking style, this might not be the sport for you as far as custom cargo, you know. So I can look at something, I can see it completely done from the paint to the wheels to the interior to everything. I mean, just sitting at different angles, I can see that in my head. So it's really about when's it going to be done, you know, because it's already done in my head. It's just executing the work.
Is there any opportunity for people to show you pictures of their cars and say after the show is over, pinstripe my Honda, or I've got a truck that I'm going to need a little jazzing up?
Yeah, that's the plan, is to network everyone together. So I'm going to have artists there that are the pinstripers. I'm going to have artists there that are custom painters. We're all going to be on the same roof, meeting and greeting, and that's exactly what it's for. It's for people to meet each other, and if they need to upgrade or customize further, they're going to be around the people that are doing it. You know, and every car show doesn't have this caliber of a participant in the show, okay? People go to cruise-ins, they're fine just doing that. But the guys I'm inviting here, they're really serious competitors, or they've spent so much time and effort on their paint jobs or the way the car looks that it's a little different. It's a different type of person that we're going to have at this event, and it's going to be a different type of show than's ever been done here before.
Darius Donaldson is a vehicular artist. He's one of the artists who will be participating in Ignite Peoria on Saturday, August 9th. Darius, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And Nathan, tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m., the Peoria Art Guild presents Urban Underground. The event showcases the work of over 35 visual artists on three floors and on the streets outside the gallery. All proceeds from the event will benefit the Art Guild's art education programs, so plan to stop on by.
And a couple of concerts this weekend on the CEFQ stage on the Peoria Riverfront, starting off with Two White Crew, which is both a tribute to and a send-up of the golden age of hip-hop. That is tonight at 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow night, it's local band Jam Sandwich.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can listen to an extended version of this interview by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.